for him from the blazing fire. The two men coaxing the fire into a roaring mountain of flame had not heard him creep to where he could see into the clearing. His ebony skin and rough dark clothes merged into the darkness. The only evidence of his presence was the glowing white of his eyes. He would take his chances. Nothing would keep him from this last glimpse of his daddy. He knew his mama would thrash him good when she found out he had come. He could well imagine her fear when she discovered he was gone. But he'd had no choice. He had to. At 11 years of age, he was now the man of the house. He couldn't live with himself if he didn't do this. He had to say goodbye to his daddy.
"Bring him on, boys!"
A hoarse shout exploded into the still night. Moses slunk back farther into the darkness, every muscle tense with fear. They were coming.
"The rope's ready. There's soon to be one less nigger to bother us."
Moses shuddered at the hatred oozing from the unknown and, as yet unseen, man's voice. He knew if they found him, they wouldn't hesitate to kill him as well. Killing was in the air tonight. He could feel it as surely as he could feel the velvety leaves brushing against him. It had started the night before, when the slaves on Manson Plantation revolted. Before the night was over, they had killed Master Manson and set fire to his barns. Over 50 slaves had disappeared into the inky Virginia night. News had spread fast to the other plantations. Over 200 slaves had made their break for freedom. Moses' daddy, Sam, had been one of them. Most of them had not gotten far. The slave owners and overseers had banded together and called their hunting dogs into service. Sam, along with a large group of slaves, unfamiliar with the low-lying swampland northwest of Richmond, had gotten bogged down. Lost and confused, he had been easy prey for the diligent hounds. Word of mass captures had filtered back to the plantations. Everyone knew the one they called the Giant Black could only be Sam. Moses' mama, in from a long day in the fields, had slapped her hand over her mouth, screamed, and fainted dead away when she heard the news. Moses was the only one who had heard the overseer talking on the porch when he delivered some wood to the big house. Crouching behind a thick bush and risking a beating if he were caught, Moses had heard him say they were going to kill the Giant Black to teach the others a lesson. He had grabbed his chance, slipping away in the ruckus that followed word of the capture of at least a dozen slaves from their plantation.
"Daddy!"
Moses slapped his hand over his mouth and looked around wildly. The excited voices of men surging into the clearing covered his shocked gasp. Though Moses couldn't slink into the lush growth any farther, he could feel his slender body almost pulling into itself. Fear knotted his stomach and made his teeth chatter in the stifling July heat. Sam was at the head of the line of 6 slave men being led into the clearing. The towering oaks formed a mighty tunnel for the procession. The trees, like the air embracing them, were still and somber, reflecting back the light from the roaring flames. They seemed to know only sorrow would come from this night. Moses hardly recognized his own daddy. The chains holding the 6 together were a mockery. Their bashed and broken bodies could not have afforded them another escape attempt. His daddy was the worst. Moses figured that was because Sam had been a leader. It was the only way he could explain the open, bleeding cuts, the face swollen almost beyond recognition, the useless, broken dangle of both arms. He wanted to call out and run to him. Fear kept him silent. Fear, and the understanding he would have to take care of his mama and 3 sisters now. They needed him. He feared what awaited him back at the plantation, but he feared what was playing out before his eyes even more. Time seemed to stand still as the drama unfolded. The trees, the brush, even the air seemed to hold their breath.